Hey. Ooh la la, ah wee wee. 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 Ooh la la.
Looking for M's like I lost a friend. Jump out of my bed like where that bread. You go hold the egg. Waiter, bring the check. We collision cars, keep us in your thoughts. Fully dressed at the crack of dawn. Weapons heading off, I can hear them from the block. See them creeping through the fog. Season's greetings, now feeding season can start. Oh my God, look alive, looking like I live life on a crooked line. Doing fine, you want maximum stupid, I am the guy.
First of all, fuck the fucking law. We is fucking raw, stay
tall. I mean, do you want to turn it and where it prop it up where it's...
Let's just do a show one of us.
Okay, never mind then.
Oh, thank you, my friend.
Hello.
Just the tip.
Well, I mean, honestly, with that, yeah. I think we should just go ahead and kick
it
off.
It's a proper way to kick it off. Just the tip.
Are we okay. Recording? Yes. Hold on. I'm not ready for the intro. You gotta give me some time. And now. Oh, hello, everyone. And welcome to the 100th episode of the Funky Panther. Coming to you live from Fort Worth, Texas. Coming to you live from Panther Island Brewing. We are here live in the brewery here on Panther Island. Whee! At Panther Island Brewing, just outside of downtown Fort Worth. So glad to be here. We've got our buddy Andrew with us. You want to say hey,
What's
Andrew?
What's up, everybody? Andrew Turner, Fort Worth Roots.
So let's get into it. I'm Chad.
I'm Javier.
I'm Tim.
And we are
the Funky Panther!
All right,
I'm sure people don't realize.
Okay, see, there's people here. There's people here.
A lot of people don't realize that we're broadcasting live right now.
No, no, so, they don't. They sure don't.
Conversations amongst yourselves. Enjoy yourselves and eat your food.
There's
and,
a sign here, Javier. They can't miss this.
It said we were on air this whole time, and never were we on air until now.
We started a little bit late, but hey, we're here. We made it happen. You know what I mean?
We're here. We got beer. Get used to it.
Yeah, so
yeah, that's how that goes.
That's how it goes.
Anytime you're live at a place where you're not at your normal studio, you know, you have a little bit of technical difficulties, but we kind of made it work.
Yeah.
We're live on Instagram. We're kind of live on YouTube.
We're actually doing pretty good on YouTube right now.
Yeah. Okay. Teamwork makes the dream work, or so I hear.
It's perfect.
So
fine.
Cheers, and thanks again to Panther Island Brewery. Thanks again to Joe over here.
Joe was pivotal in this.
Oh, yeah.
Joe, bro. He is a doll. We love the man to death. Oh my God!
Oh, dang. I guess he's not lying though.
I guess he's dumb as hell. I don't know. Did I hear the wrong thing? No, but we're very excited to be a part of everything. And thanks again for having us for our 100th episode. And man, hopefully we record here some more. We really appreciate you.
Are you talking quietly? I feel like you're usually louder than this.
No, he's talking.
We usually have mics.
You still have a headset.
We have a headset. So, okay.
Is that what it is? Yeah. I feel like I'm projecting. Am I not projecting?
No, I hope so.
Again, you got to project.
Again, nothing but illustrious shows here. Nothing but illustrious locations we're at here for the Funky Panther. We only do the finest of places, and I'm sure you can hear Danger Zone in
the
background.
So before we get into it, let's cheers up. All right,
cheers
we
got some nice episode.
Panther Island Brewing beers here, and some nice Funky Panther TFP 100 cups.
What?
Come on. Pass one down to Tim.
You didn't get a cool cup. Sorry, bro. Oh. Sorry about you. So make sure you come on down if you're watching us live. Come on down to Panther Island Brewing. We're going to be here till 10. So come check us out.
It's going to be a fun time.
It's going to be a great time. So again, this is our 100th episode. I don't know about y'all. I never thought we would get to this point. You know what I mean?
Like,
this
I figured we'd be at 200 by now.
Well, we do hate each other, but we're here. And,
this is going to be very Jesus and Marrow-ish. We're going to be mediocre and then, be kind of popular, Fort Worth famous. And then after that, go Hollywood.
Okay.
Have a great run for about 2 or 3 years.
Lots of cocaine.
Lots of hookers.
Javier is going to end up dead from cocaine.
I'm going to be dead from an overdose.
For sure.
And then, of course, the boys are going to break up because the fame got to their head. And
it's gonna be
the ghost of me is going to come back.
Javier's going to have like an Eazy-E type
thing. I'm going to come back like a Tupac hologram.
Just to be clear, the fame has already gone to my head. Y'all know
of course
that, right?
It has.
Like, we haven't even left like inner Fort Worth, and like that fame is already all here, bro.
Yeah, that's true. It's a It's narcissism at its finest. Thank you, Chad.
Someone's got to be. You know what I mean?
We haven't been on in about like 2 or 3 weeks, so it's still kind of.
Do we want to talk about what's been going on?
I think we need to address the why we haven't been with the people.
I've got a lot of notes here, and it covers that.
Okay, so we won't talk about it yet. Andrew from Fort Worth Roots is here with us, joining us this fine evening. We're kind of having like this turn of an episode where we're not going to interview this time.
We actually have nothing ready.
I had my iPad out, and I was like ready to go, and I was like, oh, I have zero notes. I'm not doing anything.
Just like everything we do, it's unprepared, so.
Luckily, you know. Andrew's got like a full ass like notebook.
It
of,
looks like
questions,
the yellow pages
and topics. Yeah. It looks fantastic. I can't wait. But we've been on a couple podcasts now, but we've never really been interviewed on our show. So this is kind of a.
I interviewed y'all one episode.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, for whenever I took over the Hernandez cut.
Oh yeah. That was forever ago.
That was over a year ago.
I listened to that one. I was like one of three people.
That one didn't get a whole lot of listens. No. But you know what?
he ain't lying.
It's good regardless. We were there. But yeah, so a little turn of events here on this particular episode. We're gonna have Andrew interviewing us. He's got questions. He's got
answers,
feedback, things. What? I don't know. I don't really know what topics to prepare. I mean, I'm really excited about it. We've been hanging out with Andrew a lot recently. If you haven't checked out Fort Worth Roots, you really need to. He has got, when we talk about illustrious guests, he's got some fantastic guests that comes on his show.
The man has everyone from musicians, entrepreneurs like Tim Love and, you know, local mayors from like the mayor of River Oaks and Betsy Price.
Yeah.
And, you know, I heard he's going to have River Phoenix. I know he's dead, but he agreed to come on the show. But
yeah,
Andrew,
it's a spirit session. We're gonna have a spirit box. I'm helping him out with that one.
Andrew's an illustrious person, and again, we have nothing but illustrious guests.
You guys are beautiful humans. Thank you.
Not only are we excited for you to be on, but you're gracious enough to come on and help us out with our 100th episode. So, man, appreciate you. Cheers to you.
I'm excited.
Coming all over our faces. Thank you.
So, hold on.
I'm not cheers into that. What, Javier? I'm actually here to keep you in line, sir.
Well, yeah.
Chad and Tim have been failing. Look, I'm going to crack the whip.
He's got a reputation to uphold.
He does.
We had no reputation.
We're fools here.
I think, honestly, at this point, I think we should just let Andrew just
turn
run
it over.
Yeah, this is all you, baby. Yeah.
And now it's the Fort Worth Roots podcast, I think.
Hooray. Hello, friends. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Fort Worth Roots. This is a Fort Worth podcast covering our community's creators. You can find all of us, favorite streaming services and social media by searching Fort Worth Roots.
Dang.
And that's the intro. I actually wrote that down so I didn't screw it up.
Hey, I added some.
I love it.
I added some kids cheering just now for you. Yeah.
Thank you.
The kids are here at the brewery. It's weird.
I actually love that thing. Like all y'all's little sound bits. And on the Roadcaster, I have that.
Yeah.
Like the functions, the keys. And I don't use them.
I'll have to show you what I've got a whole different setup.
We're gonna have a whole day where you and I and Chad and Javier maybe sit down and we talk about the complicated intricacies of
I cannot wait.
And whatnot.
Intricacies. He said it.
Hey, real quick, what do you think about our intro? These guys are trying to change our intro.
I want a new intro, man.
I'm glad this is happening. Chad queued me up that you guys are talking about changing the intro music. And let me tell you something. I'm not just saying this because you guys were nice enough to bring me on your show and we've been hanging out and I got to go to Glizzy Fest, which we're going to cover.
God damn it, man.
Which we're going to cover in a minute.
Not the Glizzy Fest, but a Glizzy Fest.
I love y'all's intro music.
Okay. I mean, it's not that I don't.
And listen. Okay. Don't take my word for it. Poll your audience.
Yeah.
Take
it
to do that.
Take it to a poll. And then Tim, Javier, you're going to see that you're wrong.
I will gladly take that to a stripper pole and we'll see
different pole. We can do it. We can
give them enough
pole.
Money. Like they're going to want to vote for you.
Y'all have an excellent intro.
So have you ever watched, have you ever seen Good Mythical Morning? It's a YouTube video like show that these two guys do, but every season they started it's a variation of the theme song, but it's still the same theme song. It just has a little bit different sound to it. I kind of want to go that route.
This is what I was thinking about doing for mine because I love my intro music because it was actually given to me by a guest that I had on the show. And he heard me play the outro intro music that came standard with the Roadcaster. and in the video, you can see him. He's holding it. And he's kind of bobbing his head a little bit. And he goes, where'd you get this? You know, he's a musician.
He's the
bassist for Blue October. I appreciate his opinion. I said, well, it came with the machine. You know, he said, well, would you like to sample some of my music and use it for your show? And I was like, yeah. So that's where that came from.
I had no idea.
And so I love my intro music, but at the same time, I don't feel like it fits. Now, that's not really for me to decide. I don't feel like I'm going to have to pull the audience.
Yeah, pull the audience.
Whenever I do that, I'm going to show them, you know, here's what I want to replace it with. Yay or nay, you know. But I think with you guys, man, I love y'all's intro music. It is part of who y'all are. So I would hate to see that.
We got one vote for Don't Change the Music from a longtime listener, Corey.
Hey, what's up, Corey?
Corey.
Wish you were here, bud. Are you here? I don't know. I can't.
Corey might be
there. There's a decent amount of people here already.
Yeah, Corey, if you're here, just come on over. Tree, come on over here.
Yeah. So, yeah, Corey says don't change it.
I say don't change it.
I mean,
Andrew says don't.
Speaking of Blue October, though, I'm actually going to be seeing them live.
Excellent,
yeah,
excellent band. And I tell you what, you'll never meet nicer people. They're great dudes. So, I hope you enjoy that event. I wish I was going with you, but I need to see them play live. I've been down to Austin and recorded in Orb Studios with Matt Nevesky, and it's just this peaceful, serene. It's a weird feeling walking into a place where you start getting a vibe just from the building.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's cool. And now I'm obsessed with recording studios.
Dude,
because of that.
Yeah.
So
recording studios are pretty badass. All right. Anyways.
Before we get too far into this, guys, I wanted to say thank you so much for the opportunity to interview you. This is a big honor. And I kind of said this earlier, but I am genuinely a fan of your show. I'm not just blowing smoke up your ass, and I'll tell it to other people too. Y'all are the number one show in Fort Worth, and I love listening to you guys while I'm at work. I try to stay up to speed with you. Y'all are always putting out goofy ass material, your videos, your Instagrams,
that's
whatever.
Right.
But you guys are phenomenal, and
I really look to you guys
for support, but inspiration as well.
I mean, seriously, like everything, we appreciate all the love, and the thing is, this happened because we wanted to hang out more and drink together, and we didn't expect this to happen, and to get to 100 episodes and to like meet more people. Like yourself and Sam and Robin, Lance, other Lance, Jordan. I mean, it's just.
I love Lance.
I love both Lances
by now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it means so much to like have the support of the community and to have that love. So, I mean, for us to be here for the 100th episode, to have all our friends here,
right,
to celebrate the episode, it's, I can't tell you. I mean, I hate these guys.
Yeah.
This is the worst podcast in Fort Worth. No, I'm kidding. I love these guys.
You literally went on TFTI and told the world how you really felt.
But these guys, I love these guys. I love being with them, and I spend more time with them than more my family, really. And so to
you don't like your family either. You told us that.
I fucking love my family. To be here for episode 100 and to be with you guys and be with Andrew, I can't wait for the next 100 and beyond. It's not going to be, this isn't just a one-off thing. We talked about it before. We're going to like have more venues of other podcasts.
All right. Let the man talk.
I want to say one more thing though. I appreciate your, you know, being genuine and
I'm going to let you finish, but
we feel the same way about you. We really enjoy your podcast and really do. You're doing fantastic things. And I also,
by the way,
agreed. We also have had so much love for this event. You know what I mean? Like, so many people have been posting, like, hey, I'm going to be at the event. I can't wait to go to the event. There's a lot of people here. Yeah. Even people that couldn't come tonight are posting, like, I can't go, but come check it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so much love. So we appreciate everyone that, if you're a fan or just listening or watching or just Instagram friends with us, whatever, we appreciate you. It means so, so much.
I'm going to try something real quick.
Okay.
And I don't know how many people are paying attention, but I was going to take a little video and then I can post this after we're done recording so people can see kind of the inside of the place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, everybody. There it is.
It's like live on live Inception.
Yeah.
Like he's
that's a
and taking video within the video.
Yeah. That's a thing, right?
Inside a video.
On their phones and just like listening because. You know, we can't have the sound pumped on here.
I mean, we're gonna get to that level at some point.
Oh, yeah.
We got ways.
It'll be fine.
So I'm gonna crack the whip and start.
Yeah, let's do it.
Go for it.
I wanted to get to is I have written down at the top of my book. How about this hot glizzy summer we're having?
Yes. How about it?
There's a lot implied there, and so I think you all know what I'm getting into.
Yeah, for sure.
So far, it was COVID-y. It was a good idea whenever we did it.
Hot dogs tasted COVID-y.
You know, so for people that haven't seen the Instagram post video,
We all caught COVID from sharing hot dogs.
You're getting too many steps ahead of us, sir.
Come on,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Who put that video together? Did y'all do that, or was that Corks and Counts?
No, so we had them film, but then Chad.
Yeah, you were part of the filming. You were there. Everyone was there, but like I pieced the videos together. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So this video that y'all posted up, and I'm just going to describe this, and y'all can correct me if it doesn't come out right.
Okay.
You guys are shoving wieners in each other's mouths.
Yeah,
that was an accurate description.
We're fingering them in.
Look,
fingering them in.
That was one part of the video, but there's multiple layers. There's multiple layers.
There's a lot of layers. Yeah.
There was a wiener toss.
Well said.
A wiener toss. There was
a wiener spit and swallow.
We spit in, just spit in each other's mouths.
Proper wiener form. We were showing that at some point. Yeah,
right. I know. Well, it usually does in ours.
No, it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, So yes, we were putting wieners in each other's mouth. Okay, you got us on that.
And y'all are going to have to share with me a video, the clip, so I can add it to the video.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. 100%.
Got you.
Absolute bonkers. Okay, so the next step
is... You were part of the whole thing. We appreciate... You were there.
All I did was hold the weenie.
Hey. There it is.
I threw it.
That works. That's good enough for me.
So if you guys aren't watching the YouTube version of this, I'm going to put the clip that I'm describing up on the YouTube video as we're talking. It's just as disturbing as you might think.
Next thing we're going to do, we're going to deep throat Go-Gurts.
Oh, please don't. Come on.
You know, I think y'all's food trick days might need just a short hiatus.
Yeah, let's put the brakes
Tim's
on that.
Not even
I'm not 100% anymore. Yeah.
So we had a great time at the
4th of July. Just,
get together at your house.
Yeah.
And then put on by your illustrious parents.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Local news, though, they said there was a super spreader event. It was weird. I saw it all over
We are very fortunate that no one else got sick. It was just the three idiots.
Yeah.
They were spitting in, you know, hot dogs in each other's mouths. So that's about it.
So the next layer is you all got sick from the stunt.
We did.
Allegedly. Yeah. You don't know for sure, but I mean.
Say
all right,
worth it.
I'm going
like
to say.
All three of you were making out.
I'm
going to
say
at the
that
same time,
Chad so. Had it. Chad is. I'm gonna say Chad was the one.
He's patient zero.
No. That's not true.
He got sick before either one of us did.
But I also got over it.
Absolutely, did.
I just get sick quick. I get sick and over
this
it.
This motherfucker
I
gave
got
it
sick
to us
faster. I got over it faster.
Fuck you, Chad Butler.
No, don't even
fuck
put
you.
That bad juju on
we
me,
need
Ricky
a doctor.
Bobby.
So, is there a doctor in the house? We have
like
a PhD at least.
Piece of shit. No, I'm kidding.
All right, so I had individual segments for you guys. Tim, I wanted to talk to you about kind of your experience working your way forward up until now, but I have you pegged as the guy that seems like the cool cucumber. You're always maintaining the same tempo.
Ah, man, that was not the case. I would say in my younger years, I was the one that had like the fly off the handle, hot temper, just 100% like now as I've gotten older though, ripe old age of 36, I seem to have calmed down quite a bit. I still have my moments, but yeah, I think between the three of us, nobody's as wild as this guy.
Yeah, we'll get to him in a minute.
Yeah. So I'll give you that.
Let
I am.
Let me know that he pointed at me.
We know. Everyone knows. There doesn't need to be an arrow.
They immediately knew they were pointing at
him. Lou Charles. Lou Charles
Jesus
just walked
Christ,
in the door.
Celebrities in the
Jesus
building.
Jesus Christ, it's Lou Charles.
Jesus Holy Christ.
Shit. Is that Lou
Jason
Charles?
Jason Bourne slash Lou Charles.
I've been meaning to talk to Lou.
Like, what up, Lou?
Oh,
Lou
my God.
I'm starstruck because
everybody
he's here.
Is starstruck.
I'm like you've done this before, man.
Gentlemen,
everybody's
wearing a white t-shirt.
Everyone
tonight.
Popping up.
Backwards
this
black
is
cap.
We need
oh, that
to pump this on the damn
okay, shut up. All right, anyways.
I'm sorry.
Let's continue on.
Right.
Yes. Okay. So, yes.
I'm Tim now.
I think that would be an accurate description of me now.
Yeah.
Like 10 years ago, no, not at all.
And so you were an EMT.
I still am.
You're still a certified EMT, but you got behind a desk now, so your hours have kind of solidified. Not such a crazy schedule anymore.
Correct.
So that afforded you the opportunity to go back to school, or had you already started that?
No, I was planning on going back to school regardless, but this really just kind of... It kind of solidified it to where, like, yes, this is something that I can do. It gave me the time in the evenings to actually focus on that. Where as I didn't have that before with my schedule. Yeah. So yeah, it's kind of weird though. It's kind of weird going back.
Yeah. Excuse me. It's not what you think.
Not Don't get again. It twisted.
Chad,
Super
seem,
Spurvin, part two.
I'm moving on to Chad. Chad, okay. You seem like more of a parental figure. You're kind of the CEO of Funky Panther. A little more business up front, party in the back.
That's about accurate, yeah.
You kind of steer the ship.
Does it feel that way?
He tries to.
Yeah, this thing is going off the rails usually. Yeah,
he tries to steer the ship.
I do my best.
But usually the crew has a mutiny.
Yeah. Oh, totally. For sure. 100%. Yeah.
It's like herding cats on a ship.
Hold up.
In an airplane cats. Somehow. Yeah, it's like all the things.
Actually, he's right.
If I have your positions kind of mislabeled here, you can correct them. No, I don't want to mislabel.
I think
anybody.
He is 100% business.
Yeah.
But like
he's the one who tries.
He's a driving force. Like he's the one who like makes us do stuff.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's why they hate me so much. I don't want to, Dad.
Like whenever we
right.
When he got COVID, he was the first one to say, "Oh, I feel so much better now." And me and Tim are like fucking dying. We're like, "Man, fuck you, motherfucker!" Like you know, he was all like, "Oh, look at me. I'm gonna go out.
I heal quickly. What are you gonna hate on me for it?
Fuck you." We were. It was just jealousy, though, because he was able to like go out and do shit.
Yeah, I would agree, though. I think he's like more of the he's more the driving force when it comes to like we need to have a bigger social media presence. We need to have this. We need to do this. Yeah. Whereas
he's the Panther and the Funky Panther.
I would no.
Yes. I'm the Funky and you're the V.
Come on, bro. I also make it out to all the events.
Now, you do.
I'm also out all the time.
Well, yeah, that's why you got
in
COVID.
My phone, I have Chad saved as Chad Funky.
Hey,
No.
When I get Tim's number, it's going to be Tim Panther, and then you're going to be the Javier.
I'll take that.
I like it. I like it. No, I spent time thinking about how I was going to divvy that up.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And it just sounded right.
I like it. I'm here for it.
Right now, my anxiety is going through the roof because now all these people are starting to show up.
I don't know
up.
If you get into this much on the show, but what is your professional life like outside of the podcast? What are you doing during the day?
I mean, I work from home, a normal like 8 to 5. Pretty legit job. I've been with the company I've been for like 11 years.
What industry?
Technology.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very broad.
Yeah. I keep it that way.
Okay. That's all right. No, I don't want to
get into that. He's being modest.
Yeah. Front and party in the back.
He works in the porn industry.
Right. Yeah. Well, I figured you with your mustache would fit that bill. But right.
I tried to be the talent, but...
Probably what?
I tried to be the talent, but yeah.
Didn't try. Measure up?
Nah, I sure didn't.
Okay, Javier, we're on to you now.
Uh-oh.
What do we say about you? The show would be very incomplete without your bullshit.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
You're the life of the party, man.
You know what? It's just they say the loudest person on the mic is the weakest, and I have to agree. 100%. Like, this is just a front.
I wouldn't say you're the weakest. I think that you're probably the most complex.
Well, yeah, you know, and
did you say complex?
Yeah, he's very he's a complex individual.
It's like an onion,
you know,
an ogre.
He's like an onion.
I can't really
multiple layers.
It's like, I don't know, man. I'm fine. I'm all right in small doses. So,
well, I will say this: the first time we like legit hung out was at Quirks in Cowtown. Help me out. What was that event?
Podcast and PBR.
Podcast and PBR. Yeah.
Okay.
Was that the one? The one downtown.
Yeah, that's it. And I will tell you this. Chad, Tim, I'm not going to put any shade on you, but Javier's the only one that gave me a hug.
Yeah. Well, hang on.
It was a sweaty hug.
So I want to ask you.
It was a moist hug.
I want to ask you this.
Okay.
So the first time that I met you.
We.
I'm saying I, but we all did.
This is a fun story.
So I didn't recognize. I didn't know you.
Well, why would you?
Right. So exactly. Hey, no.
That's rude.
But here's what I want to know. Did you do that on purpose? Were you trying to gauge are these guys cool? Are they going to handle this well? And if they don't, they're out.
Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered either way. However y'all reacted was fine.
Yeah.
But the reason I did what I did was I have imposter syndrome kind of with everything that I do.
Okay.
I don't like being
underfoot. I've said that.
I don't like...
Yeah. About him?
So about me. About us.
I have a problem with walking into a place and be like, hey, I'm with Fort Worth Roots, or I'm the host of Fort Worth Roots. So whenever I walked up and talked to you guys, I decided I wanted to do that as a fan. So I just walked up, talked to you about your show. That's all I cared about. I didn't want to tell you about my show. My purpose for walking up on you guys was to talk about Funky Panther.
And you did. And we did. So we to go back to kind of what happened.
And y'all gave me stickers.
Yeah, we were at Arts Goggle, and Andrew comes up. He's like, hey, I'm a fan. I listen to y'all. I'm pretty upset at you because you didn't. We had like a week off. We had a week off. He's like, I'm upset that y'all took a week off because I was planning on listening and whatever. And J.O. is just giving us the hearts look. Oh, he's so sweet.
He's I love his hat, by the way. Look at his hat. I fucking love it.
So, yeah, we see Andrew. He's talking about how he's this big fan. And we're like, oh, man, this means so much. And really, we talked about this for days. We're like, God damn, that guy was so nice. We gave him stickers. And then we see him at the podcast and PBR event. And I'm like, why does he looks familiar. And I was like, hey, I'm Chad. He's like, we met before. And I was like, have we? And he's like, yeah, I met you at Arts Goggle. And then all the dots started connecting. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
He was the guy, the fan. He was that guy. He was that guy.
And then I didn't feel as cool because like.
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I didn't mean to rob you.
No. I'm just kidding. No.
It was, like I said, sincerely a fan. And whenever I started looking for local podcasts, it took me a while to kind of work up the nerve to integrate and to reach out to people.
Yeah.
And then whenever I finally did, I can't remember now who it was, but I reached out to a few different podcasters and I got the door slammed in my face. So I'm like, well, is that the way it's going to be? I don't have any interest in connecting with these podcasters.
Yeah,
right.
You guys turned it around for me. Y'all are the first ones that I met that were like, hell yeah, man. What's up? How are you? Here's some stickers. You know, thanks for listening to the show. Y'all were super cool. So it changed my opinion.
There's a baby.
This that place is awesome.
If you're listening, that was just Javier screaming.
Tim, stop biting Javier's nipples. But anyway,
but they're so, little, yeah, they're tasty.
I felt like that was a cool first encounter.
A little pepperonis. Yeah.
It was a good story. You
know what I'm mean? Sorry, bolognese. They're like the size of silver dollar pancakes.
All right. Hey, I went back and I listened to earlier episodes today while I was at work.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. You guys, you didn't disappoint. You guys didn't just get good around episode 100. You guys, wait for the punchline. No, I'm serious. You didn't just now get good. You've been good. I went back to episode 50 and you guys sounded great. And you've kind of kept the same format the entire time. But my question to you guys is, what changes have y'all seen occur within the show that just kind of happened? Like, y'all didn't plan for it, but because of one thing or the other, or maybe an outside influence, y'all made changes to your show from, like, episode one to now?
I would say from episode one...
And just hit the high notes.
Let me tell you, episode one was recorded through a PA system that our buddy had.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Ran into my phone that was... Then in GarageBand
with microphones duct taped to cups.
Yes, because we didn't have stands or nothing, man.
Did that work?
Also, we recorded like 2 hours and we were really drunk. And then we went back and listened to it. Our buddy Roy was on there, and then he was like, "I gotta go." And so we're like, "Hey, we listened to it." We're like, man, this is trash.
We had too many people.
We did have too many. Well, that's
really just dropping Roy was the only thing. That was the best. I'm gonna be honest with you. That was the best thing. That's the best thing we could do.
He's such an asshole. He's only saying that because Roy's here. Love you, Roy.
No. But it evolved from something quick. We're like, we listened to it. We're like, man, this isn't good. Let's just bang out a quick 30, and then we'll post that. And that ended up being episode one. And so after that, you know, we really didn't have a constant recording schedule because we were busy with work. And then, of course, we were doing like one episode a month, right? For like the last five episodes.
We
and
started then, around COVID, too. So it was a kind of hard start.
Yeah. COVID, like the we record that one of the episodes we recorded was the day that everything was shutting down. And it was National Margarita Day. And me and Chad were trying to go to like different spots to find margaritas, and we couldn't because everything was closed.
It was like right when things were shutting down. It was a weird time to start the podcast.
I think to answer your question though, things that just changed was instead of blowing our load completely like we did in our first episode,
nailed it.
We started deciding that maybe we should just like pick a topic and let's just like have a loose topic and let's stick with that format. And then from there we evolved where we actually had like our show notes that have everything broken down.
Yeah.
And it was just a natural, like very natural progression. After we listened to it a couple of times, listened to how we talked, we're like, we got to be a little bit more structured.
Yeah.
But we didn't want to be so structured that we lose that like personal, you know, the personality, right?
You nailed it. And you're right. Y'all have a structure to it that a lot of people don't. You get a lot of people out there podcasting. Y'all know just as well as I do, there's no cost of entry for this. Anybody can be a podcaster.
Right.
So you get a lot of, you know, buddies sitting around just talking shit into a microphone and calling it a podcast.
Yeah.
But you guys took the steps to make sure that it was an actual production.
And it shows up, man.
Stop biting his nipples, Tim. It shows up in the end product, man.
So yeah, we appreciate it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But you guys are doing great.
Thanks, man.
What other big changes in the show? I know that I met your friend from Egypt that was on the show for a while.
Zeus.
What was his name? I'm so sorry.
Zeus.
Hey, Zeus.
It was kind of like when he left, it left like a void where
we could show real easily.
Chad didn't have to like wrangle two fucking cats in because it was just me and Jesus like feeding off of each other's energy.
Yes.
And so, you know, it was
a shit show.
So I miss the son of a bitch like always being on the show because he was like compared to him, is like the comedic relief is just
because
crazy.
Of Zeus going away.
Yeah.
Zeus wanted to go in every show and just wing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was his whole thing. Like, we don't need to talk about the show. Let's just wing it.
I took that as like an entry. It's like, gentlemen, we are no longer winging this. We are going to have notes. We're going to have a topic. We're going to do things now.
And what episode was that around when he left?
I would say it was around 12 or a little bit before that. We tell people don't listen before 12 because it was just horseshit.
I told someone today, garbage. Don't listen before 20. Like after 20, just listen. Listen to the next 80. It's fine.
Well, you know, on my top 10, I know you guys track your analytics and you probably noticed that. You know, you've got 9 episodes that people legitimately enjoy, but your number one episodes is always going to be your first episode.
Well, well, you know, and
people want to see where you came from, how well you've progressed. Yeah. You know,
our biggest episode is It's Too Late to Apologize. And that was the show after JOE. And because we had to apologize for because I told somebody this
that
too.
Shit was straight fire
because it was straight and I fucks with that episode.
Okay, I've heard this episode.
But it was, I think that has over like 700 listens.
Yeah, it's got
and
quite a
so
few.
It's you know it's funny. That's I don't great. Know why it's That's like great. That but
You guys, y'all have been friends for a really long time. I know y'all have quantified it and told me when y'all all met.
But, yes.
Has the dynamic of y'all's friendship changed outside of the show? I mean, from whenever y'all started to now, do y'all feel either, you know, like, I don't know, closer?
We each had moments where we were apart from the group. And so Tim, for like 6 years, I think, right?
Yeah, right about
6 years, he was like away from all of us. And, the same with me, but it was because of crippling depression. And so I wouldn't be around the group as much as they would. So whenever Tim came back, it kind of like, honestly, it brought everyone together just about. And I think y'all went to college out of state or you went to A&M.
Not out of state. It's in the state of Texas.
It's a big fucking state.
You know our state, right? Like, you know where we live.
But I mean, it was just like, we came back together.
I want to say
10 years ago, we all just decided to like hang out more and we were in the same paths as we were in each other's path. Not like, you know, the beer's kind of flowing pretty good.
I will say this. Like we did this as a reason to hang out. Like we had a reason to hang out. And then it became a once a week thing.
We have
done so much like going to concerts with the musicians that we've been able to meet and like going to events with people that we've been able to meet.
Right.
And so I feel like we see each other, maybe not Tim so much, but like Javier and I like 2, 3, 4 times a week. Sometimes it becomes a little too much. Like sometimes I feel like we both need a break from each other every now and then, but we both, you know, we all still love each other. So I do think that the things have changed a little bit, but the love for each other is not at all gone away.
No,
like we love hanging out with each other. Sometimes it's too much, but we still love hanging out.
And we argue every now and then, and it's not nothing serious. But I mean, again, at the end of the day, we're still in love with it. It's not a job. It's not like tedious to do.
It is a job.
It is a job.
There's days that Chad gets so pissed off at us. Chad will get so pissed off at us because like we're not we didn't answer, we didn't talk to him on the text message, or we didn't do this, or we didn't do that, or whatever. And then he's just like, well, fuck you guys, basically. That happens. It happens. But it's not all the time. I said sometimes. So.
But we have things to do. I mean, yeah, it is clear I that this yeah, is kind yeah. of a job, and we do have things to do. And I mean, like, we have done really good, I think. I feel like we've done pretty well at making it what we have made it up to this point. You know what I mean? And some of that comes with putting a little bit of work. That's
well,
it.
Well, know? It's just, I think, after Jesus left, that's kind of where the dynamic happened, where
yeah.
we were having to be organized and plan segments and, like, you know, make sure we stayed on each other. And, I mean, them staying on me.
Like, sure we're not off, this is off getting topic weird. Yeah, I know, right? This is not the glizzy thing hey, again,
before,
by the way.
Before we get off of Jesus, gross. I got to say, I met him. Really cool dude.
Yeah.
And now I have a place to stay in Egypt.
Did you say?
Oh, yeah. Anytime.
Get off on Jesus?
Get off on Jesus.
Got it. Okay, yeah.
Before we We've get all done off that. The subject on off Jesus.
Yeah, right. got it. Yeah.
Okay. Beers are flowing.
Yeah, they are. I'm going to go see him in Egypt here in a couple of weeks with my parents, and I'm stoked about it.
Yeah, but you got to be back in time to see, I've already forgot their names, this week's episode.
Huh? Oh, yeah, Washed Up Rookie and Milky Beats. Yeah, I think they're. I think they said they're performing actually on like August 20th, which is my birthday. You know, send me some beer. No big deal.
Nice.
I will be back. I'll be gone from August 5th through like August 19th.
Just don't fuck around with your plane ticket or pre-check or whatever you got to do. Make sure you're on that plane.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be there for sure. Yeah.
And they try to cancel your flight. You just jump in the pilot seat. You.
No.
Say
no.
What?
I've listened to 9/11 documentaries.
Okay, we're not going here. Yeah. Back to you, Andrew.
Nope, we're not doing that. We don't need the guys in the black suits showing up. What do you guys want to see for some future goals with the podcast?
Have bigger profile guests. You know, maybe have the mayor. Maybe have a candidate running for something just to see, you know, I mean, we're not a politics podcast, but we love to hear good stuff. I mean, but I want
my degree is international politics.
Yeah.
Say that again.
My degree is international politics.
Oh,
that's what
really?
My degree's in, yeah.
And I was a poli sci major.
He just started. So
I was a poli sci major in college.
He's a doctor, sure. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, hell, maybe we can have like Keanu Reeves on one day or
Shaq. I want to have Shaq's in the
Shaq in
the house. I know. I heard you talking about that. Like, you're the reason I know that.
The idea would be for us to be able to get some very high profile guests. I think I said this on Osos Golosos when I was on a couple of weeks ago. It's like, it would be so cool to have musicians or events coming through Fort Worth. And when they're like, how do I promote this? It's like, well, you got to go to the Funky Panther. You know what I mean? Like, that would be goals. That would be having people on that are coming from out of town that are not just Fort Worth famous, but they're like nationally known that want to come in and come on into our shitty little studio and Javier's bedroom.
Which shouldn't be a problem for Shaq, right?
Yeah.
Look, high ceilings, right?
So
no problem.
I think you're the one who said a lot of musicians that you've interviewed, they've said that if they could just make it to where that's their job,
right?
They don't. I mean, who cares if like you're internationally known or whatever?
Yeah,
or
they just want to be able to live on and eat off of it,
right?
You know?
So if I could do that and live and eat off of something like this,
that would be a goal.
That's every creator, man. That's your artists. That's your authors. Your musicians.
Yeah,
the goal is to be picked up by Barstool.
Yeah.
If we get picked up by Barstool, everybody. We're moving to fucking New York or fucking LA. I don't give a fuck.
No.
I'll do fucking
Austin.
I'll do one-bite challenges.
How quick the man sells out.
I told you. I said we'll be local. We'll be forward famous, and we're gonna go Hollywood, and then I'm gonna overdose on drugs.
We could still record Fort Worth. We could be nationally famous and create this Fort Worth.
What do we got? We got cows here.
Wow. Do you know what you're sitting on? A gold mine, sir. This is Fort Worth, Texas, the most dynamic city in the U.S. I love this city. Inside the 11th largest county in the United States.
He has a way of just like shitting all over the good things in life.
Hey,
have you seen my shirt?
That's Javier.
Look at my shirt. I have all these little Texas.
Oh, shit, I didn't even realize.
And I got the fucking Texas state flag on the back of my shirt.
I thought that was like Chile or something. Okay.
No, what?
It is beautiful. There are these tiny little Texas border lines, the silhouettes all over his shirt.
Good looking shirt.
Shout out to Roebuck. Hopefully sponsor us. They got really good products.
Let's get off your sponsorships. Hold on a second.
I'm good.
Joe Bro is asking for B-Run? Born to B-Run?
Actually, Joe, Goes Malone. Goes Malone? Yeah, thanks.
We love you.
Goes Melon.
Goes Melon. Yeah, right. Sorry.
Here, baby. Tim, you know, intellectual property
I sounded
taken.
On the mic. Am I like brushing into it?
No, you're perfect.
I felt my face hair kind of
It's okay. Caress
it.
It's okay.
All right.
These mics are fantastic.
So I had Chad sent me over some topics that I wanted to find out what you guys wanted to talk at.
Oh boy.
Okay. I'm new at this. I've never done live before, by the way. I'm sweating my balls off. Stressed out because I always have the opportunity to edit.
Right.
So not that this is a big deal because you just surrounded me by a bunch of strangers.
Yeah, no
and
big
screaming
deal. There's
children.
Like 100 people here. No,
I don't have headsets on for the first time ever.
Yeah.
So I'm good.
It's
I'm
good to
calm.
Get out your side of your comfort zone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get an award after this, right? All right. So Tim, your subjects that Chad shared with me were conspiracy theories and world facts.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So let's dive into those conspiracy theories, but be careful.
Remember,
no black suits.
Okay. So thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
All right.
Love you.
I don't think.
Thanks, bud. Thank you.
The biggest one for me is the Kennedy assassination.
Okay.
I don't think that Lee Harvey Oswald was acted alone. I think he was part of it. I think he was a patsy.
I'm a little bit disappointed in you because that is such an obvious.
I know it's such an obvious
job.
One. All right, let me.
But you're right, and I don't want to discredit that. It's just I think very highly of you. So I need you to come with the real conspiracy
so I've got,
stuff.
All right, so I've gotten on this. I've gotten on this chat.
Chat
TikTok.
Oh, I see.
There's different like areas of TikTok that you can end up on. Right?
Are you
this
in the
white
you,
people thing?
Are you in the black web TikTok?
Yeah, I really am. So
Javier,
there's been
don't
a.
Fuck with that.
sorry.
There's been a lot of stuff about the moon landing here recently.
Well, yeah.
And
that movie, what was the movie that just came out about the moon being hollow and there's aliens in it?
Shit, that was actually a pretty good movie.
It was weird,
but it was pretty cool.
Have you heard that Buzz Aldrin apparently clicked over to the medical channel that wasn't being recorded and said, these spaceships are huge? And there's a guy that was on that channel in NASA that says, this is what happened. He said there were spaceships. They were all lined up around the crater, sitting there watching it.
This.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
You've heard this?
No, I've never heard this.
Oh, so
sometimes just sounds like he's making shit up.
I wish I was, but like.
I don't know if it's the beer, but I'm very bored right now.
There's a guy.
So are your listeners. Quit it.
Shut up. There's a guy that's saying that he was in the room whenever that was said. And
damn.
He's wrote a book about it, but yeah.
Now, where was this recorded at? You said the Weather Channel?
No, NASA. Like,
the Weather Channel.
NASA. Yeah, so NASA.
I heard the Weather Channel. I don't know.
So whenever they clicked over, he clicked over to a different channel on his radio that wasn't being broadcasted live or whatever or recorded.
Yeah.
It was the medical channel. Medical channel. And he said that. So I don't know.
I think it's the beer, man. Honestly, I think
no,
it's the
it's
beer.
Not. It's just not a great conversation. Tim's stirring up right now.
Shut up.
I'm loving it.
Shut up.
All right.
Robin would appreciate it. I'm just going to say Robin
weird
would
facts.
Robin
Tim,
would.
Go. Weird facts.
I'm so fucking bored with the goddamn conspiracy theory
talk. We'll get to you.
As soon as it becomes not about hot beer, he gets bored.
It's against
everybody. Try the earlobes. Try rubbing the earlobes.
My favorite fact is it's against the law to have dildos in Texas.
Is that true?
Yeah.
There are stores that sell them.
Right.
Hobby is also legal in some states.
Massagers. I remember that episode.
And adult novelties. Yeah. They're just novelties. Yeah.
I remember
that's
you talking
one of my favorite.
This.
It's such a random thing that
this
it's.
This is like the fourth episode you've brought this up on.
Yeah.
Now,
it's such
I've heard you talk about this several
times. It's like Javier's Kanye story.
Oh,
hey, you don't know that Kanye is Childish Gambino, right?
Said it.
Sex toys are important.
Sure.
Right? They're important, and
they
the
can also double as a defense mechanism.
Exactly.
Have you seen everything?
You
can use those as weapons.
Whatever.
Look,
you know what I mean.
You know what you said.
I hear that if you die by blunt force trauma from a dildo, they don't let you into heaven.
Is that how do you
they
know?
They don't
that?
Let you into heaven.
I've heard that.
Is that a weird fact?
Those
you
are
know
the reverse
well?
Rules of Valhalla.
Is that like if a certain
Did
religion
you just call Valhalla
if a certain yeah. religion eats pork on accident,
right.
their soul is forever condemned.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So in the Christian faith, you're saying
yes.
If you are beaten to death by a personal massager.
St. Peter says, no, you can't come in.
And there's our sound bit.
Yeah.
You have a vibrator, you can't come in.
All right, Javier.
Mark it.
Here's what Chad sent me that you wanted to talk about. I got steaks, music, please keep this partially PG-13, and sexual stuff.
Just FYI, this episode's also going on the Fort Worth roots. I don't know if you know this, but keep it,
I can do slightly magic.
PG-13.
I can do the magic. I can do the magic.
Some marijuana. Okay, all right.
Let's get it going.
All right. Ask away, buddy.
They'll stay in there. He just asked.
Javier, you were bored a minute ago while Tim was sharing his conspiracy.
Talk about steaks.
Steaks,
music, and sexual stuff.
So what about steaks? Come on.
Steaks are delicious. If you get them at Buck's Cabaret, they're cooked really well.
Shout out to Buck's.
Is that true?
Buck's Cabaret.
I've heard you say that quite a bit.
They actually have a good steak.
They have a great steak and baked potato.
Now you got to understand.
Now they have steak and lobster. So go check out Buck's Cabaret. We will be sponsored by them soon.
They're doing really well on their social media.
I've been liking their content.
It's been good stuff.
So check out Buck's Cabaret.
They sometimes join us live.
Too bad also.
Nice. They sometimes join live. Not Rick's on here, Cabaret. But like on Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they'll join our live every once in a while.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's the hold up, Rick's?
We're going to call Rick up.
Rick's has...
What does Rick say?
Soleil dancers going over there.
No way.
Yeah,
no.
So check them out.
Is that
out.
True?
That yeah, can't be yeah. true. It's just one of these conspiracy theories.
Buy more ball picks. Does that say more ball picks? That says more ball picks.
Your hunter is too far away.
Okay,
just
sorry.
Back to the subject, my dude.
Music. Oh, I met Childish Gambino and Kanye West.
Can we hold on? Hold just a second. Because you're talking about how good the steaks are at a strip joint.
Yes.
Have you ever been to Lonesome Dove?
Oh my God.
No.
Their steak is bomb.
I don't need to.
Okay.
I don't need to.
That's why you think Rick's has good steak.
Yeah. The steak. Good fucking steak.
Have you ever been to B&B Butcher?
Now, in fairness, I haven't been to Rick's to have steak either. what did you say, Tim?
B&B Butcher. Have you ever been there?
Where are they at?
Clear Fork. Down off of that Clear Fork area.
No, I haven't.
Oh, dude, good steak. Good, huh? Yeah. I haven't had Lonesome Dove yet though, so
you guys
one day.
Chad, have you been?
What? Lonesome Dove?
Yeah,
the steak is phenomenal.
We got to take these nerds. They have no idea.
Yeah, for sure.
Y'all haven't even ever had a steak. You're in the junior leagues. We're going to take you to varsity.
I would like to say that it is probably the best steak I've ever had. However, for $5 and some legs, you know what I mean? Like, you can't go wrong with Bucks.
No, you can't.
I'm just saying.
It's $8.
Yeah. I mean, so how much is a steak at Tim Love's spot?
Legs and eggs.
$80?
You're going to pay what it's worth. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. My buddy Mike right there. Mike.
Okay. Anyway, so you're talking about...
Sorry.
So you said...
Music. I met Kanye West and Childish Gambino. Okay.
We know. Music.
As you know, I met those guys. They're
public
really cool
relations.
Guys. We're good friends now.
Atlanta, tell the story again.
Atlanta final season coming out September. I love you, buddy.
Maybe not.
Tell the story.
I met Kanye whenever he was over at Defender Outdoors.
You're never going to fail.
And I was like, I'm going to be so cool. I'm going to be real cool with everything. I'm going to be like, yo, Kanye, what up, man? How you doing? But, I was like, I was
so bored.
Kanye, I love you.
I'm so bored.
I met Kanye West. I'm never going to fail. And then Childish Gambino was at a Super Bowl party 10 years ago with my buddy Anthony. And he was just walking around. And then I see him, I'm like, Donald Glover. And then he looks over and we talk for a bit and I'm like, hey yo, I love you, but my boy hates you. He thinks you're a douchebag.
Speaking of that boy, he's here.
He's here.
He's here tonight. Oh, yeah.
Childish Gambino's here.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Everyone else is here.
Donald Glover. No, but it was a great meeting both of them.
Sorry, I couldn't pull that one off.
No. But I am dope and I do dope shit.
Nice. Very good. Very good. And
I think
I also have illustrious guests, and you're one of them.
Yeah.
You're one of my illustrious guests.
Oh, I love it.
I had to work that in.
His head's too big for this building. I'm just saying.
All right, Chad, travel.
Yeah.
What's up with travel?
I like to travel. I think it was 25 countries under my belt.
Damn,
I did all 50
dude.
States before I was 30. That was like, that was one of my biggest things.
Oh,
like,
my
I wanted to
God,
hit
that's cool.
All 50 states before I hit 30.
You are a learned
Alaska.
Gentleman.
I mean, I didn't do well in geography in school, but I'm pretty good now. You know what I mean? Like,
well, we all got GPS, you know? Just type it in and follow the line.
Oh, that's north. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. So, I mean, I'm going to We're going to Egypt here pretty soon. We're planning a trip to Mexico, hopefully around Thanksgiving.
What part?
Cancun.
Okay.
Hey, welcome to come, by the way.
When are y'all going?
The weekend before Thanksgiving. So like Saturday through Wednesday.
That might be totally doable. Have y'all ever been to Playa del Carmen?
Yes, I love it.
Are you flexible in Cancun at all?
So we're trying to stay semi close to the airport because of like things, you know, but like I'm good with whatever. We'll talk about it.
Offline. No, but Playa del Carmen's like 45 minutes from Cancun, yeah. I think.
Well, Tulum's my favorite, and that's an hour and a half away. And so
my brother actually has property down there now. He just built an Airbnb. I think it has 3 rooms right now. When he gets done, it's going to have 6 to rent.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. So,
okay, with the connections like that, I see.
Well, I mean, he's still going to charge me.
Well, yeah, of course.
Love you, bro. Yeah,
they might be brothers, but he doesn't like them, so... I said, you might be brothers, but I guess he doesn't like you or something, right?
He loves me, but he's, you know, it's a business.
Yeah, money's money.
You never ask for a discount.
Right.
Life changes. That was your other subject.
Yeah.
Oh. So when you ask for these, I'm 99% sure I was at the rabbit hole drinking with some people. And I was like, you know what? We could talk. I think I asked you guys, like, what is something that we should talk about as life changes? It's been a crazy year for me. Just sold my house, moved into this badass apartment over there by Clear Fork. I graduate college at the end of the year. I got a new job in February.
What else, Chad?
I'm no longer married, which is kind of new. So, I mean, it's just been a crazy, crazy, crazy year. And I will say that, I mean, for the most part, it has all been absolutely phenomenal. And I've had to learn to, I don't know.
Adapt.
Yeah, that's a good word. Thanks, Javier. Look at you go.
Adapt and overcome.
With the illustrious word.
Yeah, so good with your words recently, bro. Like, fantastic. Yeah, so it's been a crazy year, but it's been super, like, I already feel growth, you know what I mean? And not even in my pants, but just, like, straight up growth generally. You know what I mean? And so...
It's not getting bigger.
Yeah. Tim knows. We have a checkup weekly.
Calm down, Glizzy boy.
Chad, let me see.
You know, after 40, if anything gets bigger, it's not good.
That's true.
We're talking prostates here, folks.
Oh, okay. We're not there yet.
Not there yet.
Four more years.
Just so
everyone knows.
The Jurassic Park where the kid's like hiding in the kitchen behind the oven and the dinosaurs, the velociraptors coming around the corner. The kid is... 80s kids and the dinosaur is 40.
Oh yeah, dude, it's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's coming
right around the corner.
Damn it,
sneaking up quick. I'm sorry.
Damn it.
Oh, I made you sweat.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm the furthest from 40 than you know the other two.
Yeah.
So I'm good.
I got you all beat.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't gonna say that, but yeah, I'm further from 40 than all of you. So.
Well, I where are we at?
We did it.
How many minutes did we do?
55 minutes.
I think we're right at about an hour.
That's a perfect time. Hold on. I wrote a whole thing here. Guys, let's start wrapping this shit up because people are starting to rally for the show. Let's get Christy over here for the funny
Christy.
Funky five. Dude,
Christy is, yes, I told her.
Christy's coming and we'll up
close
now.
It out. I told her. Christy's coming up now.
Phenomenal, bro. Appreciate you.
So much, Christy.
Thank you.
Andrew, thank you so much for coming,
love
man.
Love you.
Is he warmed up for you? Again, like, thanks again, Andrew. Really appreciate it.
He'll be back. He's going to help us close it out.
Sorry.
So our friend Christy is joining us now to do her own little funky five.
Look at her. She's like, oh, I'm so nervous.
Crap. I am nervous.
So Christy is a friend of ours. She has also been a longtime listener. She and our buddy Hervey hang out with us literally every single Tuesday. We're live on YouTube. Yeah. They're constantly chatting with us. They're our biggest fans, and we love them so much. And we thought it'd be cool to have Christy on and ask us some questions, because why not? Even though she knows all the things about us.
Yeah.
Probably. Are these going to be weird questions?
No, they're not too personal.
Okay. I mean, it's okay if they are. I'm
going to
get you up on this mic, though.
Yeah.
You got to get, like, real close to it.
Look it up to her face.
Okay. So first, I brought you guys some cups that I made.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
Oh, fuck. I love
Look
these.
Look at that.
Dude, got our own fucking, that's nice.
Funky Panther glasses.
I love that.
These are beautiful.
And they have a lid and a straw, but it's kind of girly.
So. Iced coffees?
I mean, you say it's girly, coffees. But I'll totally ice coffee out of this thing.
Yeah. That's going to go to work with me.
Oh, it's even got our blue on it.
Yeah, I try to do like a combination of both. Yeah.
I love it.
Thanks, Chrissy. We appreciate you.
We have good people here.
And if you've been a guest of the Funky Panther and you've had our koozies before,
because
we gave our koozies away to like almost all of our guests early on. Christy made all of those for us. She's absolutely phenomenal.
I thought you were going to say, if you've been a guest of the Funky Panther and haven't brought us anything, then you suck.
then fuck you. You know what I mean? No big
deal.
What's
Lou doing? Lou? What's
I don't know like, what Lou's doing.
That's okay. No! Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
He's like, just good looking out, Lou.
Lou for the win. Appreciate you, man.
All right. So we're going to go into, you're going to do the Funky Five for us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not the kind that you guys do, because I'm sure everybody knows what y'all like. You kind of answer the questions with your guests.
Okay. So you got your own.
I wasn't nervous till I got here. Okay.
That's how it works.
Okay. So I know, like, you've already talked about how you guys all met and stuff and why you started the podcast, because you guys were talking about something and somebody overheard you.
Right.
But what are y'all's reasons for keeping it going? I think you kind of probably already went over that with him, but reasons for keeping the podcast going. And
well, for me, like, mentally, it's kind of like getting away from everything. So, like, I do therapy twice a month, and I doing this once a week,
scoot her in, Herbie.
It helps. Like, it really does, like, take a load off, and I, you know, it takes me away from normal life, and I think that's why I still do it. I mean, that's...
I do it because it's now a routine.
Wow.
He doesn't love it. It's just hindrance.
I do it because I feel I have to now.
there are some days that I feel like, yes, I have to keep doing this. There are other days that I'm like, I really, really look forward to it. It just depends on what's going on in the week. But ultimately, I do look forward to getting together. I like the creative outlet. That's why I keep doing it, is the creative outlet.
I think for me, it's like, we've been able to meet so many freaking amazing people. I mean, we have got some amazing musicians, business owners, entertainers, other podcasters, friends, family. Like, this place is packed with people that we either already knew or have met over the past 2 years. And like, that is what really keeps me going, is like the connections we've been able to make. It's been really freaking cool. And like, also, I can walk up to Nickel City by myself now and then know somebody in Nickel City, because the city is so damn big, but it's still a small city. Like, you know, like, you, once you start meeting people, you know people. And so it's just it's a really cool feeling.
Well, we listen because you guys started pretty much around COVID, and we got to feel like we're still hanging out with our friends, even though we couldn't see you guys. So we're glad you started the podcast.
Well, we appreciate you.
And there was like a long lull where we didn't see each other.
Yeah.
You know, and we and now, like, we get older and kids happen and life happens. And we really only see each other for Friendsgiving or like Christmas, you know, or birthdays every now and then.
Yeah.
But it's good to have that outlet for you, like, to be able to listen to this, and we can like respond to you whenever you're on live. And, you know, it's cool.
It's hanging out with friends. It really is. Yeah.
And we're just expanding that friend group. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, we're making these connections.
I thought we had a hashtag, no new friends.
That was Jamaica, bro.
We have a lot of new friends now.
But I mean, like, seeing everybody here, and these are people that we met through the show.
Yeah.
Cool. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Except for you, OG. OG here.
First time, long time.
What? Okay. Some of TFTI up in the building now.
Oh, hey!
I'm the
Order your shirt.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Question number two.
Who is your favorite friend? Just kidding.
Don't answer that. You asshole.
We're talking about in general, right? Or just like podcast-wise.
This is going to get real weird.
No.
Chad's like, no. Oh, man. Fuck.
No, the real question is, what's your favorite memory that you guys have made together?
Podcast-wise, or it's just in
Either
general?
Either one.
For me, my favorite memory is our road trip that we did in Cuba. Those two.
Javier wasn't there for either one of those.
I know. So my favorite, that's my favorite memory that like you and I made.
Okay.
If we're gonna talk about Javier here,
yeah.
I think my favorite memory so far that we've created was going to Nashville.
To what?
Nashville.
Recently, last year.
Yeah, that was great.
I mean, the shrooms we did were top notch. I mean,
not all of us did drugs.
Drugs are fantastic.
Second, I think the time has passed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
The statute of limitations does not work here, buddy.
All right, Javier.
Oh, wow. Maybe Tulips Night. Podcast-wise, Tulips Night was really great for us.
Yeah.
It was fun getting to meet everybody. We never met Lorena, Rita. We knew JOE.
Joseph Neville.
And I love that guy.
We met the Trin guys. Like, we met so many people.
I don't know. I'm with you. No, wait a second. I think that the best memory that I have is when we had Lou Charles.
Okay. You don't have to say that because he's standing right there. He's not even listening right now.
We had Lou Charles on the show.
You don't have to say that shit. You know that, right?
I know.
Which time? First time or second time?
The second time was my favorite.
Okay. Shoes. He's got those Hello Kitty Prestos.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
But that's my favorite memory because that was our first big, like, out like live show.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right.
And so that for me, that was my favorite podcast memory.
Yeah. I think for me it was it's funny because Sydney from Visit Fort Worth, Here Fort Worth, she joked about it with Tom not too long ago. She's like, you know how many times Chad says South By on the podcast? And I was like, oh shit, I said South By so many times with the podcast. But like, that was such a phenomenal experience for us. I mean, yeah. Not only did we get to hang out with these new musicians, all these people that we had recently met, but like, we're drinking free TX.
That's my favorite.
It was such an amazing, and it wasn't just one night. It was like an entire weekend.
Thanks to Maddie. Thanks to Maddie Parker.
Shout out to Chad's friend, Maddie Parker, for letting us be over there.
Thanks, Maddie. We'll have you on the show soon. We'll see. We're pretty booked, but we'll see about it. It's our mayor, by the way. Okay.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
So,
but yeah, that was definitely my favorite experience for all of us so far.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Next question.
Great question.
Okay. So you guys always ask people the Funky Five, like, favorite bars, restaurants, but where do you guys like to go to just like not think about anything, like unwind, relax, not home?
She looks straight at Tim when she says that, by the way.
My favorite place is Mikasa. I like the Rabbit Hole. It's been a while since we went to McFly's, and then when we went the other day, that was nice. McFly's is also on there.
McFly's
great. Those two bars.
Osos Golosos and Andrew from who was just here, obviously, but Fort Worth Roots. It was a great time.
I'm very much more like, I like a chill environment, like a small bar where I'm not going to be overwhelmed and I can just hang out. That's what
Yeah.
Javier.
There's Sansom Park, right by Inspiration Point.
Yeah.
So for me, like, whenever I go visit my mom, I'll go over there, and I'll go right as the sun's setting, and I just like being over there and just sitting down and just not doing anything. It's a great view for me, and like mentally, like, it's my, nobody really knows I go out and do this, but
we do now.
I go out and do this, and I'll just sit where they got that shitty like outdoor whatever barbecue spot. But I'll sit out there and just watch the sunset, or I'll just chill, and I'll have my headphones in every now and then. But I just like relaxing there because nobody's bothering me. There are people around, but the air, and you sense everything. So I mean, for me, that's where I can just not think.
Nice, man. Nice. I didn't know that. Good information. Look, you're making us learn about each other.
Do not fucking follow me, that's motherfucker. Do not go to my spot.
I'm going to go stay there and just wait.
Yeah.
I'm just going to wait for you.
Where are you, motherfucker?
I want to hang out with my friend.
All right, Chad, so what's yours?
I mean, my my chill is being with people. Like that re-energizes me. I know some people are different. Some people need to be at home, and like I need to re-energize by not being myself. And me, I need to be around people. So like I think Nickel City is my favorite. Like I love the place. Always has people, and like I mentioned, like there's always going to be at least one person that I know there, and so I can hang out with somebody, or I can just hang out at the bar and just chill. I mean, but I would say Nickel City.
Okay.
Frozen Irish coffee is the bomb.
All right.
Osho.
Okay. This one is like a random question that I thought would be fun.
Okay.
It's what's one thing about your childhood that you really miss?
What's what?
One thing about your childhood that you miss.
I miss being able to just, like, summertime, right? You're out of school. You hop on your bicycle. You're riding around River Oaks. I miss going to the CVS. Do you remember you would get like a bottle, like a Coke, and they would have like the bottle caps where you like win like free Coke or whatever.
Yeah.
I remember one time I went to CVS, got a Coke, popped it off, got another free Coke. I ended up getting like 5 free Cokes, but I had to get the bottle caps. And so then I had to figure out how to walk back home holding 5 open bottles,
just
right?
So everyone knows, we've got a message from the crowd. It says, Javi got a small pee-pee.
It sounds like, what? You don't fucking know? You never seen it before?
It's accurate. I've seen it.
People just assume. People just assume.
You. Yeah. So I miss those like little things about childhood. We're talking like maybe like 12, 13, 14 years old. Yeah.
Javier. Right, we gotta hurry up because the crowd is getting reckless.
Come on, like, Javier. What do you miss? What do you miss about childhood?
We gotta wrap this up. This is Jesus Christ.
What I miss about my childhood is when I was 4 years old, we moved to Crowley. Me and my brother used to steal quarters from my dad. He had a little coin thing, and me and my first best friend at the time, his name was Reggie, we would ride our bikes to Brahms and eat like breakfast over there. And we had to be 4 or 5 years old. And for me, I miss that.
Huh? Did you say 4
yes,
or 5?
Yes.
I was like 4 or 5 years old. I forgot how old I was.
You miss riding your bike at 5 years
old? We're about to get raided. We're getting raided. We're getting raided.
Jesus. They're really drunk.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That was...
I just smelled it.
That was beautiful.
She doesn't know that. Why are you saying that?
Now we got so quiet.
Did I miss interruption?
You motherfucker.
You said 4 or 5?
I was 4 years old. I was a young child.
No, that's like CPS gets involved,
just,
man.
Just tell me to fuck off whenever.
Do you know where your kids are?
Right.
That like whole news thing? That's why.
My kids won't even go in the backyard and they're 4 and 7 by themselves. They won't go back there.
Yeah.
I have to go with them.
Smart kids. Maybe. I don't know. Is it smart? I don't know.
Hey, we're 10 shots. I need 10 shots.
Dang. All right.
All right. All right. All right. Okay. So you missed that. Okay, Chad, what did you miss about being a kid?
Childhood?
Yeah, childhood.
I miss playing like sports with the neighborhood kids and like doing like roller hockey and shit like that. Like that was always the best time, is like going outside and hanging out with people. And, you know, again, I like being around people.
Okay. Last question. Woo-wee. When you're sad or upset, what is the one thing that will bring your mood back up?
Music. Like
music, yeah, well,
yeah. Yeah, music.
Yeah, for me, it's music.
My dog, Maui. She is legitimately like my support dog. She is amazing. Love that thing.
I'll listen to Bittersweet Symphony and I'll perk up.
Nice.
Just whatever's like, I literally have like probably like 12,000 songs just added to my phone. And just I put it on shuffle and whatever comes on, like something's gonna perk me up. Yeah.
Sorry.
You gotta go to the bathroom?
Oh, I thought Javier was done. He's like, I'm out.
Oh, he's all right. Out.
So that was it?
Well, I had a game too, but I know y'all have like other stuff to do.
Oh, so. No. What kind of game? I'm excited for this.
What's the game?
It was like the newlywed game. I brought like dry erase boards and stuff for you to write on.
You went all out.
Oh.
Damn.
Okay, here's what we're going to do.
We're going to have Chrissy back on.
Yes.
Okay.
So well, now, yes.
You're going to come on to the studio.
Yeah, you'll come to the studio.
Okay.
And we'll actually do it. We'll do a full
I won't up. Be as nervous because no. I won't be all these people here.
Yeah, and we'll do a full.
100 people watching you right now.
Yeah.
We'll do a full episode with Chrissy.
You down for
but
that?
But I'm not special.
So?
Yeah, you are. To us, you are.
Yeah.
Hang out. Why not hang out? We don't have to interview to hang out. You know what I mean? We'll just hang out and play the games.
Okay.
That work?
Y'all are going to make me play the jelly bean game, aren't you?
Yes, 100%.
You know what?
By the way, who did the jelly beans. It is all her fault.
I saw the fucking jelly beans when we're packing shit up. And I'm like, oh, we got to fucking take that.
I figured you'd bring them.
Yeah, that would have been a good idea, except it would have ruined some of our nights. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're rough. Have you had them?
No.
They're rough. You're going to when you come on again.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
All right. So thanks, Christy.
Thanks we love for you.
Thanks for
having me.
We appreciate you so much.
I'm already drinking out of it. So.
Oh, here's your boxes. Pass them.
Oh, yeah. Pass the boxes.
Lids and straws inside.
Hey, cheers. I'll drink to that.
Thanks, Christy. Thanks for coming on.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Layus.
All right. So we're going to bring back Andrew now to wrap things up.
No, she left it warm. We're going to close this mother out so we can party with some people.
So, Andrew.
Oh, my God. Half of Fort Worth is here, dude.
Yeah. It's true, man.
It has grown just a little bit.
I don't know if you told the listeners, but there were people back there with phones and messages that say things like, hang up and play with us.
Yeah, they want us to hang.
Like, they're typing out messages and showing behind the top of the hanger. So, again, guys, this was an extremely huge honor. Thank you so much. You guys are the number one podcast in Fort Worth for a reason. Please don't stop. Javier, please don't break this up. Don't ruin this for
me. Don't screw this up.
I love listening to this show. Please don't screw this up.
I feel like I'm going to be the one that's going to fuck it up.
We all know.
I say this because I love you and I think you can take my jokes, okay?
I want to say thank you, Andrew, for being a fan.
Yeah,
absolutely, and thank you for doing this for us.
Thanks for being on, man. We love you and your show. And like, really, again, I mentioned to Christy, like making these connections. This is absolutely a phenomenal connection we've been able to make with you. And we appreciate it, man.
I do need to say thank you to everybody here at Panther Island that has been listening live. Because like, I'm looking at Raphael now. And thank you so much for listening. Everyone else that are on other tables listening to the podcast live. It means so much. Like, look, Sam over there is listening. Raphael over there is listening. Chad's parents are listening. It's crazy.
It's still early. Find your happy ass, a vehicle, and come on down to Panther Island Brewing. We'll be here for another 2 hours.
So, are we wrapping this up then?
We are wrapping this up, guys.
One last thing. I want to thank every guest that's been on the Funky Panther. In the past 100 episodes, we've had so many great guests, so many great musicians, entrepreneurs, businessmen, gentlemen of industry, gentlewomen. You know, we've had an amazing, great road.
Andrew's got something to say.
Yeah, he does.
I got one thing I want to add. I wanted to wait. I almost put the event up on Facebook last night. I said, no. Today is the day for the Funky Panther 100th episode. I'm not going to do that yet. I'm not going to disgrace them. So I waited. But I do already have the flyers printed out, and I'll have these staged. You will be able to find a stack of these at Pouring Glory. September 10th, we've got a free event. It's the Fort Worth Roots Podcast 100th episode party.
All right.
So we got little thing going. And I'm inviting everybody in Fort Worth out there. You know, if you don't live in Fort Worth, it's okay. You can come too. We've got three bands that are going to be there playing for you on stage outside. Late to the Station, Itchy Richie and the Burning Sensations, and The Grave with Max Cusin. And then to tie it all off at the end, we got Kate Greathouse. She's a local comedian. She's hilarious, y'all.
Very cool.
All of these people have been on the podcast, and they're putting this on because they want to support the Fort Worth Roots podcast, and they want you to come out and have a good time. Again, it's free. Scott, the owner of Pouring Glory, is putting on $3 beers on tap. I'm going to right now, we've got some grab bags put together. We're going to really try to make sure everybody's got one whenever they show up. It's going to be special food menu and a vendor market. There's going to be a vendor market there.
One more very important thing to mention, though, right?
What did I miss?
I mean,
it's hosted by...
Oh, God! Jesus Christ, dude!
It's on the flyer! It's co-hosted by the Funky Panther.
Hey! We're going to be there. We cannot wait.
And so we're going to do something similar to this.
Hell
yeah. You guys are also... And y'all can take shifts, you know?
For sure.
But y'all are going to be calling out the awards that we're going to be giving away to the podcasters that are going to be helping us promote the event. We're
going
to network with a Fort Worth podcast scavenger hunt. I could go on for a while. Let's not do that to people.
So let's go ahead and wrap it up. So
again, you're gonna hit the music. Are you hitting?
I've already got it. It's been going.
I don't know.
Oh, it's going.
Well, thank you everybody for joining us. Do you have an outro? Do you have like? Do you think?
Fort Worth Roots. Thank y'all for listening. We'll see you next week.
Hard stop. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We absolutely appreciate you. If you're joining us on Instagram Live or on YouTube Live, you can find us on all the social media at The Funky Panther, or find all the stuff at thefunkypanther.com. We love you so much. 100 episodes. Cannot believe that this is a true thing.
Yeah.
We absolutely love you. I can't say it enough. Love it, love it, love it. Stay good, y'all. I'm Chad.
I'm Javier.
And I'm Tim.
And for the 100th time, we are...
The Funky Panther!
100, bitch. Suck me beautiful.
La, 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 la. Wait till I get my money right. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I spent that on a necklace. I told God I'd be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. To whom much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he get the message. I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly. Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me. The drama, people suing me. I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me. I'm just saying how I feel, man. I ain't one of the Cosby's, I ain't go to heal, man. I guess the money should have changed them. I guess I should have forgot where I came from. Wait till I get my money. Can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.